Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A World Health Organization spokesman saying today that the coronavirus outbreak is getting bigger. In Geneva, the organization reaffirmed a warning that the virus could soon reach most, if not all, nations on Earth. There are about 60 confirmed cases of the virus here in the United States so far. Yesterday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, testified on Capitol Hill that Americans do need to take reasonable precautions.
I'm going to ask them to obviously accelerate their own view of the standard things that we do for flu, hand washing, cough in your sleeve, don't go to work or school if you're sick.
Pope Francis is postponing all his official audiences and other activities today. The Vatican says he's working from home as the pontiff is, in its words, still slightly unwell. On Ash Wednesday, he appeared to be suffering from a cold. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Joe Biden is leading the polls in the state of South Carolina. On this day before the Democratic presidential primary in that state, at a time when Biden and the other candidates are saying that Bernie Sanders would be unlikely to beat President Trump in November, at a rally last night, Sanders said of Biden,
"I've known Joe for many years. He is a decent guy, but I don't believe that Joe can beat Trump."
President Trump is holding a rally in South Carolina tonight on the eve of the presidential primary there. He's been making a point of holding rallies ahead of Democratic primaries in an effort to take some attention away from his Democratic rivals. Authorities in Wisconsin say the gunman who killed five people and then himself at a Milwaukee brewery on Wednesday had been in a long-running dispute with a co-worker. Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 51-year-old Anthony Farrell believed that he was being discriminated against for being an African-American. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin will be getting her day in court on the 5th of October as she faces charges in the massive college admissions scandal. Her attorney had tried to get the trial postponed because of new evidence. The judge says with an October 5th start date, he expects the trial would then be finished before Thanksgiving. On-field workouts continuing today at the 2020 NFL Combine in Indianapolis. QBs, wide receivers, and tight ends all ran drills for the scouts across the league yesterday. Running backs, place kickers, offensive linemen, and special teams will be working out today. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will send you a shout-out for a price. He's joined an outfit called Cameo, a Chicago-based website that allows celebrities to interact with users via video.
Hey, it's Rob Blagojevich. I'm very excited to connect with you on Cameo. If you want a birthday greeting, an anniversary greeting, motivation, or any other kind of shout-out, I can't wait to hear from you.
For $100, the newly freed Blagojevich will send you that personalized greeting. It's his first public effort to make money since he was released from prison last week after serving nearly 8 years behind bars on federal corruption charges. President Trump then commuted his sentence. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. And we've got the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst with us, James Herson. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm in Nashville. I mean, how much better can that get? You know,
that's pretty laid back.
Hanging with the cats, and we found a great Mexican restaurant out here. It was all good, man, because it was like we're talking a quarter pound cheese or a good Mexican meal, and we found a good Mexican restaurant.
The thing is, I live in Southern California, and it's the easiest thing to find.
Oh, you take it for granted.
It's hard to find any restaurant that's not Mexican.
Exactly. But, you know, when you go outside of California, I mean, in certain places of Texas, of course, another great spot there, on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Oh, my gosh. In fact, they told us, you don't want to go there. It's not that good. The steak fajitas, James, oh, my God, to die for. They were excellent. And they were thick. You know, so most of the fajitas, they flatten that meat. They get the flat meat, and they give you these thin slices and overcook it and everything. But they're, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, this was just so good. But the other thing, too, away from Southern California, the people, especially in Florida, they don't know how to cook donuts, James. They don't know how to cook. And every once in a while, you know, you want to be evil and have a donut. I mean, not a dozen, but you just want to have a good tasting donut. If you figure you're going to be bad, you might as well have a good tasting one, right? The bummer of my life here, I'm telling you. But so I'm celebrating. We found a good Mexican restaurant here in Nashville, so we're off and rolling here. You and I are talking about. And speaking of which, Justice Sotomayor, what is she? Is she getting the Trump derangement syndrome complex going on here with herself? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, it's partially Trump derangement syndrome, but there's another sort of disease that it infects people on the left, and that is projection. You know, they follow the Zelensky thing. They accuse others of what they're doing, and this is almost like a joke. In a recent Sotomayor authored a dissent to a Supreme Court decision, and it hit the news because what she did was is something a Supreme Court justice shouldn't do. I mean, she basically accused those Supreme Court justices that have been appointed by Republican presidents of not carrying out their duties, but instead being biased toward the Trump administration in carrying out their judicial work. And this gets a little bit complicated. I try to simplify it.
Well, you start thinking Justice Roberts, but Justice Roberts is going to throw a penalty flag on her, is he not? Because he tries to keep it down the straight and narrow.
Well, and, you know, first of all, the idea that those justices are biased are really ridiculous. You mentioned the main example, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is, well, the most known for his infamous decision on Obamacare, where he pulled something which it seemed so irrational at the time that people thought maybe he was being blackmailed or something. So if anything, what we see in the Supreme Court are four justices who are liberals who don't practice law at all. And they're completely, utterly predictable. And we remember Justice Kennedy was called the swing vote. Which liberal Supreme Court justice was called a swing vote? Crickets. None. And so here's Sotomayor, and, you know, this is an Obama appointee who has never voted in an unpredictable way, accusing publicly, in writing, in a decision, John Roberts, Alito, Clarence Thomas, the new justices, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, of committing judicial malpractice, essentially. It's a real low blow. But here's what it's over, and everyone understands this. The Supreme Court is a place you can go as an administration, so the president can go to the Supreme Court. If one of these local judges issues a nationwide injunction on a legitimate order by the president or one of the agencies of the president, and this is a stat that is really, when I discovered this, it absolutely blew my mind. Mm-hmm. If we look at the 20th century, 100 years of Supreme Court jurisprudence. The courts, if we look at the federal courts, these little despots that are appointed by presidents, they're called trial judges. They're the lowest level of federal judges. So there were only 27 nationwide injunctions that dealt with executive branch policy, presidential policy in the entire 20th century, all the presidents of the 20th century. But during the 3 years that Trump has been in office, there have been 40 injunctions against Trump by these little despots, I call them, activist judges. And what do they interfere with? Trump talks about making people in the United States safe by not allowing terrorists to travel to our country. And some little despot in Hawaii says, I'm going to put in a nationwide injunction on the president, meaning I can do foreign policy better than the president. Now, so that allows William Barr now, and even the previous attorney general, to do an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court. And Sotomayor is saying, well, there's too many of these appeals. And we're granting too many. And therefore, my colleagues are not impartial. And it's unbecoming for a Supreme Court justice to claim that her colleagues are politicized, especially when she's politicized.
Exactly.
But the other thing is she just is ignoring the facts.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. But this is being reported as if Sotomayor really gave some shade to the Republicans on the Supreme Court. She really let them have it. And they're not reporting the fact that she's wrong, that she's out of line. She didn't take into account the reason for this large number of emergency appeals to have the Supreme Court block nationwide injunctions. It's because of the resistance. And
exactly.
It's because of the use of the federal courts by opponents of President Trump to try to thwart his policy.
Exactly.
And William Barr, this is how great this man is that he publicly spoke about this. And he said that and what we're talking about is a nationwide injunction where a federal district court from anywhere in this country
can affect national policy. Yes.
Is trying to affect national policy. And if the Attorney General doesn't go to the Supreme Court, then they have to wait for years.
Exactly.
And therefore, then the president is completely thwarted by groups like the ACLU and radical Democrats and Soros-funded groups. And yeah. So, by the way, what this was about...
Well, I'll tell you what, before we tell everybody, James, what it's about... James, hang on one second. Yeah, we got to go to the break. Sorry. We're going to keep everybody on the edge of the seat, but let me tell you, it's worth it. More from James Hurston after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fight, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
Independent and back with
Radio America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, continues. James, I got to tell you, this has been an increasing frustration, and this is all part and parcel of the Trump derangement syndrome and what Donald Trump, who believes in putting America first, and along with 63 million voters and counting, believed in the same thing, said, hey, you're our guy, we're going to make you president of the United States, and he has been fulfilling promises and protecting the better interests of America at large. But as you said, because of this resistance that is so obvious, and it is all from the left, and it includes these activist judges, these federal judges, who are messing with our foreign policy, and there's no consideration of the risk that they're putting America's in. I mean, Sotomayor, of all people, I mean, this is one of the things that drives me absolutely nuts, and I get in a lot of conversation with people that say, well, Bill, you're Hispanic, you should know better. Yeah, I am a Hispanic, and yes, I do know better. I know what's happening to the Hispanic communities, how they're being turned inside out, and how these people who come illegally are taking away from the local Hispanic community, whether it's jobs, whether it's hourly wages, whether it's benefits, I mean, on and on, counted down, and not to mention the fact that they are affecting public policy. They're bringing socialism, they're bringing third world political ideas into the country, and what's happening with this Hispanic, with the Hispanic community, James, is they're starting to lose hope. They're starting to think that, well, I guess maybe we are going to be a socialist country. I guess, you know, the very thing that we ran away from, you know, this political corruption, you know, it's just, it's everywhere. And we can't even get away from it here in America. And we just may just have to, you know, go along to get along. I mean, this is the bad stuff that's happening. And when you have people on the left like Justice Sotomayor, who cannot even begin to appreciate what the Hispanic community is in, enduring because of these liberal policies and open borders, I mean, it's too much for me to bear and to continue to, you know, just sit back and let it happen without saying something about it.
Yeah, and I want to explain the underlying case that went to the Supreme Court that caused Sotomayor to say this, because most Americans would think, gosh, this is just common sense. So what it is if people want to be in this country legally, one of the criteria is that they're not going to come in and just go on welfare, just become what the law calls a public charge.
Exactly.
They're going to come to the country and just not work, not be productive, not be contributing. And so what the Democrats did and the left is they carved out exceptions to this. And one of the big ones was food stamps. But also housing assistance, also healthcare assistance. They called it non-cash financial aid, which of course is an oxymoron, because
how do you have non-cash for goods? How do you do that?
It's taxpayers' cash.
Exactly.
So the Trump administration, just last year, via the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a new rule. They said, look, it's taxpayers' cash is the criteria, and if people are going to come in here and live on food stamps, housing, health care assistance, and all this other stuff, that can be taken into consideration as to whether we're going to extend their visa, give them green cards, any of this stuff. And so what happened is the different federal judges started trying to interfere with this policy. So the Supreme Court blocked two nationwide injunctions, but there was one left in the state of Illinois. Only one in Illinois. And that's what this case was about. And Sotomayor didn't like the fact that it didn't go her way and the way of the left, which is the open border mentality. And so as of today, this new rule just went into effect across the nation that people who extend visas, people who come to this country and want to be here legally, that part of the criteria is to see whether they're coming here just to become a public charge. That's
exactly
in the law. It's just restoring the the law that's already there. And if you really want to see how the rest of the world operates, Bernie Sanders is always praising Denmark. Try to go to Denmark. Try to immigrate to Denmark. You can't. And if you're right. a public charge, they won't let you in. And if they catch you there, if you're an illegal, they send you to an island that they own. I don't know what kind of, but it's,
wow. you
know,
yeah.
I mean, and the kids go too. They get sent to an island. So, and by the way,
do the kids get put in cages over there too?
Yeah, I don't know if they get put in cages, but they go to an island. But, you know, maybe they separate the parents, I don't know. But the fact is, this is, Justice Sotomayor is so far out of line. A lot of people are calling for her to be impeached. People are calling for her to apologize. And we all know that neither will happen. She won't apologize.
Exactly.
She won't be impeached.
Where's Ginsburg on this? Where's Ginsburg on this, James?
Well, of course, Ginsburg and Elena Kagan and Sotomayor
right.
and Stephen Breyer, I'll call them the Gang of Four liberals, they vote as a block every single time. And so what Sotomayor is accusing the five Republican-appointed justices of doing is exactly what she's done, and she's the worst of all of them. So, yeah, Ginsburg is right there, of course, voting with whatever the left wants. Which is
Has she ever voted anything that was conservative at all, historically, James?
The only area that sometimes there's a split is in, you know, like criminal procedure that involves civil rights. And maybe, you know, Antonin Scalia and Ginsburg were friends, and maybe that was the only place they found the common ground. But the big problem with all of those justices that are on the left is that they don't understand their role, that simply they're supposed to be applying the law and in very special moments interpreting it according to the intent of the writer of the law. But they somehow think that their appointment, they are unelected legislators, that they
right.
go in there and make law. And
yeah, there's that spirit of activism.
The problem with this.
Exactly.
And what activist judges do is they destroy the separation of powers that is part of our constitutional system, because, as I said, they're stepping on the legislative branch, which, by the way, the second paragraph of the Constitution reads, all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in the Congress. It doesn't say anything about any legislative powers given to people in black robes who are unelected. So
exactly.
That's a very important point.
James, we got about 2 minutes left. Let me ask you this. Trump's reelection, they're talking 2 to 3 more Supreme Court judges being nominated, you know, from this book, you know, this file of names, these conservative, outstanding judges that are in the wings getting ready to come on the field. And Justice Sotomayor and maybe Kagan, they're the two left standing, possibly. What are they going to do? What's the left going to do?
Yeah, no, I mean, we know the heads will explode. We saw a preview with the Kavanaugh hearings that they'll pull out the stops. They'll solicit perjury. They'll solicit any kind of witness. They'll utilize people who are now in jail, like Michael Avenatti, to bring in accusers. They'll do political stunting, all of which has backfired for them. I think part of the reason that the left's politics has become so frayed and so irrational is that they are actually a minority that believes they're a majority.
James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst. We look forward to having him every week. And James, until next week, buddy, thank you.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7233.
888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A World Health Organization spokesman saying today that the coronavirus outbreak is getting bigger. In Geneva, the organization reaffirmed a warning that the virus could soon reach most, if not all, nations on Earth. There are about 60 confirmed cases of the virus here in the United States so far. Yesterday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, testified on Capitol Hill that Americans do need to take reasonable precautions.
I'm going to ask them to obviously accelerate their own view of the standard things that we do for flu, hand washing, cough in your sleeve, don't go to work or school if you're sick.
Pope Francis is postponing all his official audiences and other activities today. The Vatican says he's working from home as the pontiff is, in its words, still slightly unwell. On Ash Wednesday, he appeared to be suffering from a cold. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's all the information that you need to know about the show. And we're going to be talking with one of New York Magazine's best doctors, Dr. Nisa Goldberg. And we're going to be talking about how to prevent another heart attack. February is American Heart Month. And, we'll start this off with a little bit of bad news, that people who have a heart attack also have a high risk of having another one. Did you know that? The good news is that there are steps that you can take to prevent them from having a secondary attack. And while you probably heard of healthy heart habits, chances are you're not as familiar with secondary heart attack prevention tips. Now, it's something that's just as important for the millions of people impacted by cardiovascular disease. And as I mentioned, we're grateful that Dr. Nisa Goldberg is with us. She is the author of The Complete Guide to Women's Health in the award-winning and highly acclaimed book, Women Are Not Small Men. Wow. And that's been retitled, by the way, The Women's Healthy Heart Program, Life-Saving Strategies for Preventing and Healing Heart Disease. I will say to you, Dr. Goldberg, I've realized a long time, even at an early age, they're not small men. Not at all.
That's right. I'm glad to hear that, Bill. I think what, you know, you brought up some very important facts. You know, in fact, one in four people who survive a heart attack are at risk for a second one.
Wow.
And I'm working with the American Heart Association's Secondary Heart Attack Prevention Initiative, sponsored by Bayer, to remind everyone to follow your doctor's recommendations to help reduce your risk factors. Many of those risk factors are the same as the ones that caused your first heart attack, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, being overweight, not exercising, smoking cigarettes. and you know, family history. And we can't change our family history, but those other risk factors we can work on, and up to 80% of heart attacks are preventable.
Exactly. Well, you know, it would be interesting to note with people who have experienced a heart attack. I mean, most of my friends that I know that have experienced a heart attack would take it seriously. I mean, they are very vigilant, but there's also some that are kind of casual about it, and you go, What are you thinking? I mean, it's like, you know, not to mention their wives are wondering, you know, what are they thinking, you know, and they try to do what they can to, you know, get them to, you know, make the right choices, right? Because we got to make different choices now.
That's right. You know, just last week I had a patient who came back to see me, and the patient stopped her, she had a heart stent a few months ago, and she stopped her aspirin, and she stopped her cholesterol medicine. And I said, well, let's talk about why you stopped your medicines. And she goes, well, I was feeling okay.
Mm.
So I want to clarify certain things. We prescribe medicines after a first heart attack. The medicines are prescribed to address risk factors like high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and also, in addition to doing those things which reduce the risk for second heart attack, medicines that specifically reduce risk for second heart attack or need for a procedure, and that's aspirin.
Yes.
And, you know, I know there's been a lot of confusion about aspirin, but what's very clear is if you've had a heart attack or previous heart stent or bypass surgery, aspirin is one of the medications that's prescribed to reduce the risk of having another event.
You know, it's interesting, and maybe because aspirin is, you know, so prolific, and we've always heard about aspirin, we just kind of take it for granted. But when your health has been compromised like this, something that has just become such a household name and always around is so critical, right?
It is, and you know, just because you can buy it over the counter doesn't minimize its importance. It's really important in terms of the regimen to prevent a second heart attack.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Goldberg, how can we spot those hidden risks? And maybe the reason we ask this is not only just for the person who is the target here, but also loved ones, that they should be aware of what they see, because sometimes the person who is the subject, you know, can be oblivious to some of these signs and risks, right?
That's right. And, you know, something as simple as treating high blood pressure. First thing, people should know that blood pressure over 130 or 80 or above is considered high blood pressure. Okay?
Okay.
And that is, the guidelines are the same for people of any age. 130 over 80 and above, high blood pressure.
Exactly.
And that's something simple to measure. People are measuring it at home. You get it measured in the doctor's office. If you happen to be doing home blood pressures and your blood pressure is elevated, you know, you, in addition to doing things yourself, like lowering your salt intake and eating more fruits and vegetables and whole grains and exercise, you should also talk to your doctor, because sometimes we need to lower it with medication to prevent risk for heart attack and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when people have a heart attack or heart stents, we prescribe cholesterol medicine, not only to lower the cholesterol, but those medicines also help reduce risk for a recurrent need for a stent or heart attack. In people who have had a heart attack, sometimes they're concerned about exercise, and we're urging people to talk to their doctors about referral to cardiac rehabilitation. That's an organized program of exercise, nutritional counseling, and stress management for people who have had a heart attack or heart procedures like stents or bypass surgery or heart failure. In fact, it's a nice, safe environment that's medically supervised for people who have had heart disease.
Well, this month is America Heart Month, February, and we're having a great time here learning more and gaining some wisdom from one of New York Magazine's best doctors, Dr. Nika Goldberg, and sharing how to prevent another heart attack. I mean, it's amazing to think about how many people have a recurrence of a heart attack. And she's been sharing tips.
Yeah, and I want to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly, and I want to point out one of the common things we see now are people who just stop taking their medicine.
Mm, yeah.
And I really want to emphasize, you may feel much better, but the medicines are there to prevent a recurrent heart attack. And these medicines are given whether you have symptoms or not.
Well, and the thing is, when you've had a heart attack and you're on the other side, that at this point, that comes to the top of the list of concern, that regardless of how well you're feeling, that you have to be vigilant about managing and reducing the risk of another heart attack, right?
That's right, and it's normal to feel scared, overwhelmed, or confused after a heart attack. And you getting support from the people around you, your loved ones, or other people who have experienced a heart attack.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I know my father, when he had a heart attack, I think probably the biggest thing was the psychological impact it had on him.
And that's very common after a heart attack, in social support from family members or people in the house of worship, other congregants, and also going to cardiac rehab, because all the people enrolled in cardiac rehab have had a heart event.
Exactly.
And so you can talk to other people, and they encourage that.
Well, you know, you're encouraging one another in that kind of network, specialized network, and you're also sharing ideas. I mean, things that go, hey, you know, this happened to me. Oh, yeah, that happened to me, too. So then it brings you some, some calmness and peace to realize that it's not a unique indication, right? Yeah, exactly. And so you can encourage one another. What else can we do, Dr. Goldberg?
Okay, so I also want to remind people that they have to make regular follow-up visits with their doctors. You know, you go for a visit before you leave, say when does the doctor want to see me again, and schedule that visit so that you can ask your questions and express your concerns with your doctor. And I don't think, no one should stop or modify an aspirin regimen without first speaking with their doctor.
Exactly. Well, we've got to wrap things up. Dr. Nika Goldberg, thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, your advice, and counsel here. So where can everybody go for more information?
Oh yes. I want to remember to tell everyone they can get more information at heart.org/oneisenough.
Say that again, please.
heart.org/oneisenough.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? You answered no. You don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
This is sponsored by SAP Concur. According to new research from SAP Concur, nearly 60% of business travelers have changed their travel plans because they didn't feel safe. More than 77% of female travelers say they have experienced harassment or mistreatment while traveling. Nearly 40% have been ignored by service workers, and nearly a third have been catcalled during a business trip. Kim Albright, CMO for SAP Concur.
An equal world is an enabled world, and that's the theme of this year's International Women's Day. At SAP Concur, we believe employers need to work harder to better enable women and other business travelers to stay safe. Employers can do this through better training, technology, and other resources. For example, there are apps that can help travelers understand the safety levels of hotel locations, and other resources to identify developing dangers.
Executives, corporate travel managers, and employees can learn more at concur.com/travel tips.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? Oh, what's that saying? When the church wants to pray, won't stop to pray. Oh, will we pray?
Back with the American Church, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Tim Mahoney joins us now. Good to be talking with Tim again. Tim is the director of the critically acclaimed Patterns of Evidence film series. Tim, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Bill.
Boy, I'll tell you, in Patterns of Evidence, the series has just been beyond expectation. It was awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad you feel that way. It's been a long journey, but I think it's been worthwhile.
Well, I mean, this has been, as you said, a long journey, and for 20 years, here you are, an award-winning documentarian filmmaker, and to pick up this project, what prompted you to do this?
Well, I think, growing up in a Christian home, my mother read the Bible to us, mm-hmm. and I always believed it wasn't any problem, mm-hmm. and I loved film and storytelling and documentaries. I didn't think I would be a documentary filmmaker, but I like nonfiction because I like true history, mm-hmm. and as opposed to something that's just sort of fictional.
Right,
so
right.
And so when I heard,
you figure if you're going to spend your time, you want to spend on something of substance, right?
Right,
not
right.
Just amusement or entertainment.
Yeah, and it started for me with the Civil War. Mm-hmm. In junior high, I started to read about the Civil War. That was fascinating, mm-hmm. and then eventually I went further back, and I loved military history. Mm-hmm. And so getting into biblical history was something that I was interested in, and eventually I was able to go to Egypt in 2002 and search for evidence.
Wow.
And that began my real, and if you've ever been to Egypt, and you realize how much the past, when you see what they've built in Egypt, and you have an understanding of cultures before you realize that we're just here for a little short time.
Exactly. Yeah, I know, really. Whenever you go anywhere in Europe, I mean, you start looking at history, thousands of years of history, mm-hmm. and here we are, as a new country, a baby country, 243 years. I mean, we're an infant comparatively.
Yeah, and so we came from somewhere, and I think the big questions in life is, where did I come from? Mm-hmm. Why am I here? What's right and wrong? And then where am I going? Mm-hmm. And I think the question of our existence, I'm going to be raising those themes more. The fact that we didn't, you or I, or, and anyone who's listening here, didn't get invited. We were invited to exist. Mm-hmm. Something caused us to come to an existence where we became a person. Mm-hmm. And if you believe in the biblical account, we know that God created the heavens and the earth, and He created these things, and He's called us into His creation, and then. And then the world is saying, no, we evolved, and we came from, evolution. Right. But it's Moses, these first five books of the Bible with Moses communicating that in the beginning God created, and He created Adam and Eve, and then there was the fall and the need for a Savior. All those things are set up in the very beginning, and that's where my investigation started, in the origins questions.
Mm-hmm. And so as you are asking critical questions in discovering the truth, because that's your passion. Mm-hmm. And I think this is why you and I are so connected, because we are both equally passionate about the truth, because mm-hmm. that's the basis. I mean, if you want to know who you are and where you came from, you want to know the right story, not that you were some part of some Big Bang theory or some accident, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And I think that it's easy for people today to be distracted by just the life. And they're just sort of getting by. Mm-hmm. And to become more conscious of possible deeper ideas, and be a thinker, and that's why we call our company Thinking Man Films, right. is to get people to think and to start to understand that they have a historical background, mm-hmm. about historical past, and that it allowed you to come here. You know, some people are proud of their heritage, and some people are just a blend of things, mm-hmm. but once you start to understand, well, where did I come from?
Right.
And why am I here, as I'm repeating myself, right. that theme, though, I think is what these films are investigating.
Mm-hmm. And also, in discovering where you came from, as you say, appropriately, there's patterns, right?
Yeah.
And they came, through the generations, and I often find it, very fascinating to hear these people who have done DNA research, and they go back, they're able to go back six generations, mm-hmm. and discover, certain, characteristics that they example in their current life that belonged to their great-great-great-great-grandfather, so many years ago.
Yeah, and in this new film, The Red Sea Miracle, we had the first showing with 800 theaters,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And now it's a two-part film, which I've never done before, and it's Red Sea Part 2, Red Sea Miracle Part 2 is coming out May 5th, and what will be unique about that is we're going to be looking at the parting of water, the miraculous parting of water. Did it happen in a natural way with wind blowing against it, or was it supernatural, where deep water was parted? And then are there any remains of Pharaoh's army? Is there any remains that you can still find today?
Wow, very cool. And so, beyond Cecil B. DeMille and what he showed us in the original Ten Commandments, how much can you share with us so that we're not spoiling here?
Well, we're looking at really about seven locations, three of them in the near Egypt and the border lakes mm-hmm. area. We're going to show what's called a wind set-down model, which scientifically will show how water can be moved and separated to create a path for the Israelites to walk. Mm-hmm. There's some people that are very strong about that. They think this is how God did it. He used the timing. The miracle was in the timing of how the wind blew at the right time.
Right.
Then there are others that are going to say, no, I think that it actually happened at a deep sea crossing. And the scriptures talks about the Pharaoh and his army. It talks about the fact that they were cast into a mighty sea,
right.
and they sunk to the depths and all that. So we're going to be looking at deep sea crossing locations as well at the Gulf of Aqaba.
Mm.
And then the question will come up with miracles. Do miracles happen? Did miracles happen in the past? And more so, could they even happen today?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a miracle? And why are miracles important? I'm going to show you modern day miracles. I've got scientifically proven modern day miracles. And the Red Sea miracle then will extend itself from the parting of the sea all the way up to today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to examine that. And what does that mean for us?
Well, I guess in a sense, yes, that, what does that mean for us? But also, to me, it would mean right on its face that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right?
That's a very good answer, Bill. I'll tell you what's interesting is that, have you ever heard the phrase, history repeats itself?
Yes.
And so the themes also of the Exodus and the Exodus out of Egypt and the parting of the sea, these themes, these things are happening. The Bible repeats them in the book of Revelation. And did you know, Bill, that the plagues of the Exodus repeat themselves in the last days?
Yes.
And that there's a sea also in which God fights for his people at the sea. The enemy is cast into the sea. So these things are happening. These theological understandings of Exodus show up at the very end of the book.
Tim, what is that like for you as you are on this discovery? And you're doing something that I've been encouraging our audience to do, and that is to re-embrace critical thinking. And you're naturally doing this. I say naturally. I mean, I think maybe this has just been part of who you are and the way you were invited into this world. God wired you with this. But I appreciate the demonstration and the example of critical thinking that you're bringing to the conversation, because I want people to understand we haven't heard about critical thinking in so many years, and it's almost we've been dumbed down, and it's kind of been taken away that we haven't practiced it.
Yeah.
And you're demonstrating this is what critical thinking looks like.
Exactly. And I think that more than ever, we need critical thinking, because there's going to be a lot of deception. It says
exactly.
In the Bible that, you know, about being deceived. And why would people be deceived? It's because they're going to go with simple, pat, possible, feel-good types of ideas or answers, and
right.
They hadn't really thought it through.
Right.
And so people can be deceived from the truth, and if you don't know the truth and have a deeper understanding about it and understand your historical roots,
right,
then you can be deceived.
Well, for example, you've got all this big trans movement going on, this LGBTQ agenda that's happening right now. And without critical thinking and not, you know, even that has a pattern. But you have to be able to take that pattern and put it against the pattern of holiness and righteousness, which is God's character, right?
Well, and the other thing is, as we look back at it, we say, well, where did our notion of male and female come from? It comes from Genesis.
Yes.
And so that's why, you know, understanding or investigating the credibility of Moses and the writing is important.
Mm-hmm.
And so these new ideas that are coming into our world are many of them are at odds with the biblical account, mm-hmm. and the biblical understandings and the biblical truths. So that's why I think I'm examining that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm not preaching.
You are such a blessing, you know, for what you're doing, you know, to for all of us, and especially people of faith, because it reinforces things that maybe we've read throughout our lives, but it's just somehow, you know, that light switch hasn't quite been flipped. And we're going to see more with this next installment, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, May 5th.
May 5th, the Fathom event, another Fathom event. So what, 700, 800 theaters nationwide?
Yep.
Again?
Yeah, I believe 800 theaters. And if they
awesome.
Want to buy tickets, you can go to patternsofevidence.com. Patternsofevidence.com to buy your tickets.
Well, Tim Mahoney, he is the director of the critically acclaimed Patterns of Evidence film series. Tim, God bless you. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me again, Bill. You're a blessing, too.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard.